Warning, this podcast contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. Last time on Fantasy Nights, the party entered the sewer hoping to find the Yellow Eye hideout. But they found themselves up shit creek.
And now we are back to initiative.
Did I go?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did. Oh,
I was trying to remember what I did.
You did the arrow thing.
I got a 8.
15, 13, 19.
All right, and so, Lore, you are up first.
All right, I'm gonna try this whole swinging thing again. But if it's just not gonna work, I'm just gonna skip it, run past him or something.
Nope, yep.
No, still not working.
All right, Lore is really just trying to do some stabbing, just not working today.
She's just way too worried about Quinn right
now.
Yeah,
she's
I'm
just
freaking out about the idea of having to share a tavern room with Quinn right now, because I don't want to smell that. I can't.
We have a cleric that can produce water.
Yeah, not enough.
Not
enough water.
That's not going to wash out for a while.
Yeah.
You just fell into a literal
river
of shit.
All right, and now it's the bad guy's turn. Let's see. Bad guy one, not stabbing Lore. Bad guy two, he's apparently had enough of just skewering the shit out of you.
Good,
and
I'm
decides
so glad
to not work. Bad guys three and four are going to attempt to hit Aegil.
Okay.
And bad guy number one definitely does with a 19. Though he only does one damage.
Okay.
And bad guy two, he is doing nothing.
Okay.
All right, and now we're on to Freema. Now the Aegil has moved in the room, your path is clear to head inside, but that would be a move action or to get inside.
I might recommend going to help Quinn.
Alright, I guess we'll. I don't know, where is she from me?
You are the furthest away because you would have to go past the room where Aegil and Lore are and around the corner in order to get Quinn. So you can spend this time and you can get to the entrance to the room and not actually go in, and that would be as far as you could move at this point.
Okay. I guess for this move, since I'm furthest away, I guess I'll just draw my spear for this move then.
Alright, Freema's just gonna draw our spear. Get ready. And Quinn, you're up next. Hang on.
Okay. Is there, like, a ledge or anything?
Yeah, there is the platform you guys are on. However, because you are in the river, you would actually have to lift yourself up onto the platform.
How high up is it?
In short, it's high enough that you could reach it. However, bear in mind, currently you're holding by the handle of your axe. You would have to first
climb up onto my axe.
Yes, you would have to climb up on your axe and then lift yourself up. This would be, let's see, that would be three successful climb checks in order to lift yourself up onto the platform.
It's strength, luckily. Okay, if I try climbing and fail, do I go flying into the river, basically, or?
If you try climbing and fail, you will have one reflex save in order to try to re-grab your axe before you fly down the river. You only get one the first fail. Essentially, if you fail one, reflex one, you're back to that. You can try to climb two more times, but you will get no saves.
That's pretty risky.
Yes, it is.
Given your current options, I don't see any other way.
What do I have with me? Yeah, that's going to do me a whole lot of good now.
Got some fish.
Throw out all of my food.
At least I got chicken.
All right. So it's three climb checks.
Three climb checks. Two for the axe, one for the platform. I have one safety net.
All right, fuck it. Balls to the walls, son.
I believe
do
in
it.
You.
What you got?
Right. Oh no.
Yeah, that was an 8.
Not looking good so far, Ace.
Yeah, I know.
Try and woof, you're slipping back reflex to not avoid your axe altogether.
14.
Alright, good. You do manage to catch the handle again. So, nothing ventured, nothing gained so far, but from now on, you are swinging without the safety of a net.
Man. Goddamn.
That was scary.
It is.
Dun dun. Dun 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 dun.
Fuck it. If I wait, I die. If I climb, I die. Like,
yeah, dude.
Go for it.
Go! Just do it.
Fuck it. Okay. 18.
Alright, excellent. You have managed to climb up part of your axe, and you are one step closer to the platform, but you got two more to go. Alright, you've made the second one. All you have to do is climb up onto the platform.
Shut up!
You're not making this easier. My hands are so fucking sweaty right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh my.
What you got there, Quinn?
May I request a reroll?
Let's find out. Yes, yes, you
oh,
may.
Oh, thank God. Oh God. Slightly better. 10.
Heading down the river, Quinn.
All right, cool. It's been nice knowing you guys.
Damn it.
All right, and Quinn is heading down the river. She loses her grip at the last moment and starts heading back down that river. We'll get back to Quinn later, because right now Aegil is in the midst of combat.
Okay, well, I'm going to...
Yeah,
I'm going to throw a Cure Light Wounds on Lore.
All right.
Well, thank God.
Cure some light wounds.
Fuck. Okay, you heal 4 damage.
4.
The lightest of wounds.
Yeah, the lightest.
I'm up to 7.
And that's pretty much all I can do.
Alright, so we are back to initiative.
20, not natural.
20.
22.
14. Four. I got 14.
I had 16.
Okay.
It's 4.
Okay. The good news is, despite even Freema's low roll, bad guys are going last. And Quinn.
Yep.
Sailing down that river.
Yep.
What you gonna do?
So I'm still close to the wall.
You are still close to the wall.
I've lost my axe.
You have lost the axe, though, so you are just gonna have to do straight up, swim and climb, both of which would take -5 penalties because you no longer have the holding for the axe to hold on.
I'm gonna try to swim.
Alright, swim.
I'm not swimming.
Alright, you try to swim, but you only just go further and further down the river. You are stuck. You are starting.
My dice hate me tonight.
You are starting to lose track of the companions and your own axe. You are starting to go down the corner there. Do a spot check.
Ten.
All right. As you look down to where you are headed, you see that there is coming a point where that river is having a real fucking drop off.
Fucking ass.
So. That's going to be fun in a couple of turns. You've got about, speaking of which, you have about, okay, good news. You've got about 6 rounds before you are at the edge of the precipice.
Okay.
Yeah, let's put a ticking clock on things.
Yep.
All right, Lore.
Jesus.
All right. I'm going to keep swinging. Hopefully I'll stop sucking. Awesome. I got a 19, which is a crit for my weapon, since the crit is 18 through 20.
Excellent, excellent. Roll to hit. Do some damage.
Evidently, seeing Quinn, like, washing away yeah, and like, shit has brought on a new level of
activate
rage.
Rage mode.
Yeah.
Alright, that would be 14.
Alright, excellent. You have dealt some damage, and you have killed one of the creatures.
Yes. Yeah. Fuck you.
There you go.
Alright, let me take a jump back and shoot my bow.
Alright, shooting away.
Maybe not. Yeah, I didn't even break 10.
A dice. Freema.
I'm going to drink my green potion,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm going to try to make it down to Quinn.
All right. And sprint.
Best do a careful sprint, speed walk, for if you run too fast, you might slip and fall yourself.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how convenient that that was mentioned, because you are going to need to do... two jump checks in order to jump over the various debris that is clearly in your way.
That I probably tripped on. Yeah. Okay. Oh, bad.
Ooh.
Definitely
bad. There's so many people into the river.
Oh, Freema, what happened?
I got a
one. Oh! Oh, Freema.
Oh, hey. Welcome to the jungle, Karina.
Yeah. Hey, Freema. Ever wonder what a river of shit feels like? Because, hey, guess what? You are falling headfirst into that shit.
Well.
So, you're gonna... So, you just fall headfirst in. We are looking at two swim checks, one constitution check.
Okay.
Swim is first.
8.
Okay, you have managed to at least right yourself, but you still need to do one in order to breathe air again.
Net 20.
All right, excellent. You have managed to submerge yourself.
I keep getting more Facebook friends.
All right, Constitution.
One.
Uh-oh.
Constitution. Oh, yes. Yeah, it did be two. Yeah.
Ooh, uh-oh. All right, you are...
You feel funny.
Yeah, you feel a little bit funny, and you take another minus 2 to your constitution score.
Jeez.
This is a bad day in the sewers.
Rough shit creek without a paddle.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, literally.
Literally, without a paddle.
Horrible.
Luckily, you still do have your weapon that was not lost, so
yeah,
you still do have that, but... Things are going down. We'll get back to you because now the bad guys are going to attempt to do nothing. And nothing's more. And ooh, a little side of nothing.
Oh! Ooh, how exciting!
They all fail. Their hit rolls horribly. Just ones all around. Initiative. That was embarrassing for them. They are just trying to spit their way on out of it. 24. 7. 15. 12. Alright. So, Aguil, you're up first.
Okay, well, I got the bow out. I'm gonna fire my bow.
Alright, fire away.
Fire.
Okay, might actually have something here. 19 to hit.
You have hit.
Oh my god. That's not the right dice. Fuck! The sound of me dropping things. Okay. 7 physical damage, 2 fire damage.
Another one bites the dust.
Boom!
2 left. Bites the dust. Alright. And so, next up.
Got 27 arrows left.
Here we go. Next up, Freema.
26.
Alright, Freema, what you gonna do?
Could I freeze part of the river, like, behind me to stop me from moving?
You can try.
Okay.
It is a very large river.
If I
flying, maybe I can do something, I don't know.
You can climb up onto a piece of ice.
Alright, so let's play. Try and make like a ice little flotation device or something like that.
I don't know. I still have high speed.
Yeah, you do. Because you did take the high speed potion, it would only be a -3 to attempt to swim against the current.
I guess I may as well attempt to swim while I still have it.
Alright, gonna attempt to swim.
Okay. Oh, that's bad. 3.
Even your attempts to swim, even at very high speeds, is not rewarded, and you slowly start to drift back further.
Maybe you can catch my axe.
Yeah, there is Quinn's axe. You will be
my
within.
My axe is stuck in the wall. You can
you will be within
it.
Reaching distance of that next round. But anyway, back to the bad guys. Let's see if they have a better showing. They do not. So we are back to Quinn, and she is 5 rounds away from plummeting.
Yeah.
What's the plan, Quinn?
Let's see, what's around me? Try to swim towards the wall again.
Alright, go ahead.
That's slightly better. 13.
Alright, you have actually managed to kind of swim a bit against the current. You have managed to far enough where you are back to 6 rounds before you fall through there.
Okay.
And you are close enough that next round you can attempt to make a grab for the platform.
Okay.
Alright, and Lore.
Gonna keep swinging.
Alright, swing.
No, I'm not.
All right, no swing.
Do a little jig.
Dancing a jig. Always handy in times of crisis. And we are back to initiative.
20.
12. 23, because for some reason my initiative needs to be good. Nothing else.
Not 20.
All right. Okay, so Quinn, you are up first. Time to make a grab for the wall?
Yeah.
Alright.
What is this?
This is going to be a climb check to hoist yourself up.
Every time, fucking 5.
Try to make the climb and you're thrown back. Alright. And your attempt, we're back to 5 rounds before you're going down the edge.
I'm using a different.
Alright, Freema.
Okay.
You are in range of Quinn's axe, so you can attempt to make a grab for that.
Alright, so I guess I'll do that.
Alright. That is going to be a reflex check, see if you can quick grab the handle.
Okay, first.
11.
You just barely managed to grab onto the very tip of Quinn's axe, and so you are in staying there. And once again, very similar to your barbarian compatriot, you have 2 rounds before the current will pull you past. Until then, you have grabbed the axe, so you are staying in place. Aegil, your turn.
Shooting my bow. Nearest enemy.
All right, let's see if he can manage to shoot.
Fifteen.
Hit.
Excellent. Oh, good. 8 physical damage, 3 fire damage.
All right. Another one bites the dust. We've got 1 left.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, it's his turn. And he, realizing that the rest of his compatriots are dead, are going to realize a surprising amount of self-preservation, and he's actually going to make a break for a small chamber that is essentially towards the edge of the room. You can see kind of a little passageway that leads through. But seeing as he does turn around and essentially run away, Laura, you get an attack of opportunity.
All right.
Stab him. Stab him in the ass.
Ooh. 18.
Hit.
Wah, wah.
3. Oh.
Do I get a shot?
Yes, you do. He's running away. All right. So
fire bow.
Mild ass stabbing.
18 to hit.
Hit.
You get a fire arrow in the ass. Maybe then we can... 10 physical damage, 1 fire damage.
All right. He is dead by arrow in the ass.
He is now
a candle.
He's now a candle.
Your ass is a candle.
All right. Excellent. Yeah, it was fun. And, hey, Lore, it's your turn now. Guys are dead, so,
Wanna help me out? I'm on the max.
you can kinda hear Freema going, hey!
Alright, I'm gonna go help Freema.
Woo! Alright.
Exciting.
Oh, yes, I will go run the hell over there as well to assist.
Alright.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I'll just be waiting over here.
Well, we're gonna help you too.
Aegil, go find Quinn.
I'm gonna go find Quinn, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know where I am.
No, she is past the point of your sight line.
Crap.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for listening to Fantasy Nights. You can check out our website at perfectlylegitbusiness.com. Like us on Facebook under Perfectly Legitimate Business, and follow us on Twitter at Fantasy Nights 1. This is your DM reminding you that NPCs die many deaths, but a true player tastes death but once.